Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Everyone everywhere, this is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. We're so blessed that you're joining us. Today is part two of my two-part interview with Dr. Melissa Tranquil. She's the author of the book, Uncrushed, a simple three-step process to break negative mindset and to achieve any goal in life. She's the founder of MT Training Enterprises Limited over in Great Britain. That's her website name as well. And folks, she has coaching programs on there to help you get started in business, especially if you're looking at because of this COVID-19 crisis and everything going on with that. A lot of people have decided to shift from brick and mortar to online for their business, but they're not really sure how to do it. Well, Dr. Melissa Tranquil is one of the experts in this area. I've known her for a couple of years now. We've talked frequently on LinkedIn. We're in part of some of the same groups. And folks, she is the real deal. You will be blessed as you go through her website and look at all these free resources. You might want to sign up for her coaching programs. But today we're going to conclude our interview as we discuss how to overcome the negative mindset. Now, here we go with Dr. Melissa Tranquil. The art and power of the reflection cycle that you talk about in your book, what is that?
Right, so the art and the power of the reflection cycle. And this was something that I practiced as a child without realizing it and had been doing it over and over again in my life. And that's why I felt it was necessary to put this in the book. You know, and let me go back to when I was 12, when I started secondary school. And yes, it may sound like so far-fetched, but we've heard about it in all different terms. Napoleon Hill has talked about it in all different ways and forms. People have spoken about it. You know, when I was 12 years old and I started secondary school, I said I wanted to leave school as the most outstanding student. And this was something I said to myself only. I had not shared it with anyone. But I kept repeating that goal within my heart. And this is the honest to God truth, Robert. It's really a shock for even me myself. And then what happened is that because of being clear on my goal and visualizing my goal, and from the time I was a child, I've always been prayerful. So since then, I used to pray about things that I would like to happen in my life. So I know that God has a hand in it all.
Amen.
But some persons may call the rest that happened the law of attraction. They may have different terms for it. But I believe by practicing certain principles, because I always say, we can have the faith, right? And like you just mentioned, faith without works is dead. We can have the faith, but it takes works. It takes the action in this physical realm for God to bring it to pass.
Amen.
We work hand in hand with Him. So I would visualize that goal, and by so doing, what I didn't know then is by doing so, I'm activating the reticular activating system, what we call the RAS in our brain. And that helps you to achieve your goals because it's a set of neurons that are triggered that works with you and helps you to spot those opportunities that may present themselves to you in life and helps you to achieve your goals. And by so doing, I succeeded in every test that I'd have in school. Opportunities to debate came. And I will never forget on graduation day when I opened the booklet and I saw most outstanding student, Melissa. My name was David at the time. I'm like, what? It worked. I actually said those words. It worked. Because for those 5 years, no one knew I had that goal at the forefront of my mind. Now, when you have a goal that's clear in your mind, you break down that goal. So I broke down that goal by so doing where I will set short-term goals. Every semester, I want to place first, second, or third. I will say what I want to place and work towards it. And there comes the inspired action, like I was mentioning, right? So it's that reflection. When you reflect, if we're going through, let me transfer this now to all this current life as an adult. If you're going through a certain situation, you need to reflect. If you are struggling with something, you reflect and identify what is the issue that you're struggling with. Now, We all know about the different life areas that we have. And you assign a category to that issue. So for instance, let's just suppose that the issue that we're struggling with in the house is finances. There's a shortage of finances in the house. That is related to your financial goal. When you assign it to that category, in reflecting, you're looking at your thoughts, how you perceive money, your words, because sometimes the things we struggle with, if we were to really dig deep, realize how we perceive money. We have a negative perception, and I'm using this for example purposes. We have a negative perception about money, and because of that, we mismanage money, and hence the reason why we may have a shortage of finances. Yeah. And not necessarily that there isn't enough coming in, but we're mismanaging money. So that reflection involves reflecting about our thoughts, our actions, our behavior surrounding that issue. And the aspiration is recognizing that you want to change. You have to aspire to change. And accepting that change is important. And I talk about the acceptance dilemma. You know, sometimes you go through that acceptance dilemma where we recognize that our current negative realities is having a negative impact upon our life, but yet we struggle to find the willpower to do what needs to be done, to break free and to break through. So that's where the aspiration comes in. You can set all the goals. You could reflect and recognize the area of your life that you need to work on. But if you don't aspire to change and want it bad enough, nothing will happen. Yeah. And with change now, with change comes adjusting the lens with which you view failure. So many times we want to change, but we keep looking back at our past failures and not really trying to identify how we can learn from that failure. So, you know, to put it in a nutshell, I know I can go on talking hours about it, but to put it in a nutshell, with the art and power of reflection, I drew on the reflection cycle. So the reflection cycle is where you reflect, you identify that issue, you contemplate on it, where you analyze things objectively. And I believe this is something that many people struggle with. Many people struggle with analyzing our situation from an objective perspective. Objective meaning focusing on the facts. So in my book, I do have an exercise that people can do. And there is a workbook. If persons were to get my book, they can get the link to get access to that workbook to go through those exercises. Amen. But the reflection cycle is where, whilst going through that exercise, you're able to analyze the situation only focusing on facts. And let me use the job opportunity example once more. You may say, oh, you know, the issue is where I'm unemployed and I want to get a new job. But you, if you're analyzing the situation, you're speaking about it negatively, you're saying, things never work out for me. Every time I take one foot forward, it's like I take two steps backward. You know, nothing ever works out for me. It's like everybody else's bread is buttered except mine. And, you know, we keep talking about it that way, right? But if we were to analyze it objectively, we would look at, hey, you know, this is my fourth job. And actually, I've been successful in getting other jobs, job opportunities before. And maybe my last job could have been one as a manager, but the company closed down, which was through no fault of mine. Or maybe it was made redundant because of company restructuring. But I had a great job, and the job came with XYZ perks. You get what I'm saying? Yep. So going through that reflection cycle is where you're analyzing that issue that you want to deal with in your life to change from an objective standpoint, focusing on the facts only. And then after you've done so, then you set goals. And like you using the example that you just referenced, where you want to get a job, but you had to actually set the goal of, I need to send out at least 3 applications daily. Then you set those goals. That's the result of the analytical process. You set those goals. And if those goals are 5 applications per day, and the end of the reflection cycle results in action, then you take the action daily, taking that action to get the or achieve the goal that you want to achieve.
Amen. Amen. You know, I when I think about change, you know, the laws of physics, you know, an object that is not in motion tends to stay in place, and an object in motion tends to continue in motion. And that just that getting started part is the hardest thing to do. You know, mm-hmm. And the one thing I like about you is you don't pull punches, and you straight up tell people that change is hard.
Yes,
you know, it takes energy to initiate that change. You know, if you're trying to push your car is stalled and you're trying to push it to the side of the road, it is hard to get it moving.
Yes.
Once it's moving, now it's easy to just keep it moving till you're off the side of the road. It's that initial momentum change that's hard, and it's the same thing in life. You know, it's not going to be easy. How is that usually received when you tell someone that, you know, change is hard, but do it anyway?
Yes, I love that question, Bob, because the thing about it is, and as you've rightfully said, I believe about being straight with people and not sugarcoating things, because that's not what's going to get us right to achieve the goals that we want to achieve. And change is hard, and that's the ugly truth. And how I look at it is by taking things one day at a time. And I love to say one moment at a time. And that's why the aspiration part is so important. If you aspire for that change, regardless of how hard it will be, you can achieve it, but you just need to be consistent and you just need to keep working through it, you know. And part of being successful and experiencing the goal that you want in that change process is adjusting the lens with which you view failure. Many times we experience failures in our life, and we shouldn't really look at it as failures, but areas for development, because there's always something that can be learned from it, that we can extract from that experience and add it to our present situation and help us to achieve that goal. You know, I like to say, when Thomas Edison invented the motion pictures, did he get it right the first time? No, he didn't. When Shirley Jackson, I believe she invented, I think it's the fiber optic cable. Did she get it right the first time? No, she didn't. You know, we all experience failure, but what's key is being resilient, is being determined, but also being flexible, because there may be times when you need to adjust the path in order to get to that end point. Yeah. And many persons struggle because we are inflexible with our goals. We are inflexible about our life. And we believe, if I've set myself to achieve this and I'm supposed to achieve it by September, nothing should stand in my way. But something may happen where you need to adjust the path. It's not that you have put that goal aside, I should say. Mm-hmm. But you're adjusting the path to get there. You have to take an alternative route to get there. So you have to be flexible with yourself. And you have to be patient with yourself. Because change is hard. We have to be patient. But if we're aspiring and we really want to achieve that goal, we must be patient with ourselves.
Amen.
It's not a quick fix thing.
And like I said, once you make the decision, you've got to put some action with it. And that action is what will begin the process of changing your mindset to, you know, now I'm in motion. I'm doing something that is going to help me achieve that goal. And it's like, you know, the journey of 10,000 miles begins with the first step.
Absolutely.
It's just one step at a time. I mean, what is the number one takeaway you want your readers to receive after reading your book?
That's a great question. The number one takeaway I want readers to receive is that you can be uncrushed. regardless of the situation in your life right now, you can be uncrushed. And this is even more possible when we're walking with the Lord. Because once we have God at our side, all things work together for the good to those that love God. So you see, we are both a spiritual and a physical being. So we get our spiritual part right, where we stand firm on His word. And the physical aspect is where the exercises in this book will help you with the physical aspect, to think positively on purpose, to speak positively about yourself and to yourself, and to work effortlessly to achieve the goal that you want to achieve, and just keep a positive mindset, regardless of what you're going through. I want our readers to know that You have to do it on purpose.
Yes.
And it is not being wishy-washy. For instance, some persons may say, but if I look at my cupboards right now, I'm struggling. You know, how do you expect me to speak positively about my life? It's not being wishy-washy. You recognize the fact that you may have an issue to be resolved in your life. You recognize the fact that you may have certain goals that you need to work towards in your life. But what matters is, what are you doing to get there?
Yeah.
And that's where this book will help you. This book will help you that through that process, you are maintaining the right mindset, the right attitude, the right disposition, and how you perceive your experiences to ensure that you achieve your goals.
Amen. Amen. Melissa, in the few minutes we have left, I want to briefly share some of your training programs so our listeners can get a better understanding of what you offer and how you can help them. Because you
Thank
help
you.
People with setting up their online coaching business, correct?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
And how do you do that?
Yes. So persons can work with me in a number of different ways. They can work with me either via group coaching or one-to-one. And I also do have, so I'm making my 5-day challenge evergreen. That's my plan right now.
Amen.
So where persons can join it on their own time and go through that 5-day challenge. But it takes them on a journey. The challenge is designed in such a way that it takes you on a journey to see how you can actually start your coaching business through fast and easy steps.
Amen. Amen. And you also help with weight loss coaching, correct?
Yes. So the weight loss aspect is something I'm passionate about. I once was obese, and in fact, twice after 2 pregnancies, and weighed close to 200 pounds. And I suffered with lots of health complications, vertigo, the nodes along my spine were swollen. So I went on a journey to lose weight and lost 50 pounds, and I did it twice. Mm. So it's that part is something that I'm very passionate about, and I help persons to lose those extra pounds and feel good about themselves.
Amen. Amen. You also help managers with performance management training. Is this in person in the UK or online as well?
This is online. And due to COVID-19, everything now is done remotely. So this, of course, is online. If companies, if businesses are interested in performance management training for their staff or their managers, then this, of course, can happen virtually.
Amen. Amen. And the same with productivity training for employees and managers?
Yes. So we have a list of different training that we offer: productivity training, performance management, team building, and all these draw from my background because I used to be an assistant human resources manager. I do have a management and consultancy and training background. So drawing from my expertise in that area, I give back to companies in that way.
Amen. And then you also list on there about e-consulting services. What type of consulting services do you do?
Yes. So presently at the moment, I have linked up with someone from Canada, and we are in the process of trying to put a group together to provide e-consultancy services to governments with certain key countries. And that's what that's about. And it's basically on the same subjects, like I mentioned, with regards to performance management, with regards to employee development, or and improving the performance of their managers, improving the talent and skills of their managers.
Amen. Amen. So Melissa, this is so fast. I could talk to you for hours about this stuff.
Yes.
How can someone get a copy of your book? Is it on Amazon?
Yes, it's available on all Amazon platforms.
Amen. Amen.
You can get both the paper copy and a digital copy, the Kindle version.
Kindle, okay. And if someone wanted to get in touch with you to ask a question or check out one of your training programs, etc., how can they do that? How can they get in touch with you?
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. If you want to get in touch with me, you can hop over to my website, www.mttrainingenterprisesltd.com, or you can just simply send me an email at melissa@mttrainingenterprisesltd.com. Of course, I do also have a Facebook page, MT Training Enterprises Facebook page. I'm also on LinkedIn and Twitter, but I'm more active, of course, on LinkedIn. My Twitter is not as active. Definitely on LinkedIn. If you want to get in touch with me, hop over to LinkedIn and I will reach out to you right away.
Amen. Amen. Folks, like I said,
I've known Dr. Melissa Tranquil for over 2 years now. We've never met in person, but we talk on a regular basis in a few groups we're in and via email, LinkedIn, quite often. And I can testify she is as real and authentic as you can get. And I highly, highly recommend her services to you if you're in management and seeking to get better. If you're thinking about starting an online business or have a business already, you need to get in touch with her and see if she can help you get better. Amen? But for a given, you need to get her book, Uncrushed, a simple 3-step process to break negative mindset and achieve any goal in life. This book will totally change your mindset and your life. Go down to the show notes, order her book today. Do it right now while you're thinking about it, because you know yourself, if you wait, you'll probably forget. So do it right now while you're thinking about it. You'll be glad you did once you read this book. Amen. Melissa, thank you for taking the time to join us today on the program. I do appreciate it.
Yes, thank you, Bob. I'm humbled. I appreciate the opportunity, and thank you to all your viewers.
Amen. Folks, that is all the time we have for today. For Dr. Melissa Tranquil and myself, this is Pastor Bob Tilley reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.